MP Terry Sheehan says he has been approached to run for leadership in the Liberal Party of Canada but will instead focus on selecting a new leader that will have Sault Ste. Marie's best interests at heart. Sheehan was reached by phone on Monday, the same day Prime Minister Justin Trudeau announced he would step down as head of the Liberal Party once a new leader is selected. "Am I running for Liberal leader? No, but I've already had two or three phone calls with people asking me to do it," said Sheehan. Instead, Sheehan said he will wait to see who will throw their hat in the ring and help select a leader that will best serve his riding of Sault Ste. Marie. The Liberal Party is in the process of setting the rules of engagement for the leadership contest, which is expected to last a few months. "When there is a leadership election, there's a rejuvenation because people bring forward their past experiences. They're bringing forward their new ideas, but they are also engaging with Canadians for that position, so it's exciting," said Sheehan. Sheehan said no one has yet put their name forward for the eventual Liberal leadership contest, but named some party MPs who could be considered, including Chrystia Freeland, Melanie Joly, François-Philippe Champagne, and Anita Anand. "When you start naming them all, sometimes you miss some," Sheehan said. He also noted that some names being floated around Parliament Hill include people who are not currently elected members, including Mark Carney and former BC Premier Christy Clark, who served under the Provincial Liberal Party. "There are also business leaders who aren't members that are being looked at," Sheehan said. On Monday, Sheehan sent a press release thanking Trudeau for everything he has done for the Sioux since becoming Prime Minister in 2015. "When we were both elected in 2015, Algoma Steel was in bankruptcy and Tenaris only had a handful of people. Our economy was really in the tank and our population was declining," said Sheehan. "But over the last 9 years, through federal government investments that are record-breaking, I think we're over $2 billion in investments in initiatives and programs. The Sioux is growing again and it's been a pleasure working with the Prime Minister on a number of initiatives that have been helping Sault Ste. Marie and the Algoma District." Sheehan said he is heading to Washington later this month, coincidentally around the same time the United States prepares to swear in Donald Trump as president once again. "I have meetings being set up with different stakeholders, the private sector, unions, politicians and the embassy, as we go forward because you've got to stay in their face," said Sheehan. "I'm just rolling up my sleeves and continuing to turn every stone possible to make sure that Sault Ste. Marie and Algoma District residents continue to be looked after." The Sioux MP served as co-chair of the All-Party Steel Caucus during Trump's first term as president when steep tariffs on foreign steel, including steel from Canada, were put in place by that administration. Those tariffs were eventually removed after the Canadian government added several retaliatory tariffs against the U.S. "That really was one of those moments where we all just came together standing up against Trump's tariffs," said Sheehan. "We had a ton of success with that and I'm proud to have been part of that success."